We're traveling to Mexico with Lisa, who's been a drug addict for more than 15 years.
On and off, heroin addicted physically, you know, shooting up, $3,000 a month habit.
Then came painkillers and years of methadone maintenance to manage her habit and keep her out of jail.
I'm a college educated, seemingly normal member of society that resorted to crime in order to support my habit.
She's starting to come off her methadone fix as we cross the border into Tijuana, where Lisa will be given a psychedelic drug that may help cure her addiction. It's called Ibogaine, distilled from the African Iboga plant. And in Gabon, Africa, traditional healers use Ibogaine in rituals said to bring enlightenment and visits by ancestral spirit guides. Dr. Nathan Gabriel of the Ibogaine Association of San Diego.
You think of what questions you might want to ask your ancestors with the belief that you will get whatever response from them that you require as an individual to make the next step psychospiritually.
But Ibogaine does more than induce LSD-like visions. It also binds to the brain's opiate receptors, instantly quelling cravings for drugs.
We have methadone, for example, binding tightly onto an opiate receptor. If we can find a molecule that will replace that methadone, but not create any withdrawal symptoms, we have seemingly a perfect detox substance. That's exactly what Ibogaine does.
But Ibogaine is highly illegal in the United States. Its hallucinogenic properties have landed it squarely on the federal government's list of banned Schedule 1 substances.
Of course, the irony is the definition of a Schedule 1 substance is a substance that has absolutely no medicinal value.
Patrick Krupa of the Ibogaine Research Project of Miami.
Now, I'd say that something that lets you completely step out of, you know, heroin addiction or move away from crack has a whole hell of a lot of medicinal value.
So Ibogaine treatment takes place offshore, in the Caribbean, and in Tijuana, where patients can detox and perhaps see a vision of their better selves.
We had one patient, a cocaine addict, who experienced a vision of himself as if he'd never become addicted. What he could have been if he simply hadn't gone down the slippery slope of addiction.
That vision and Ibogaine's ability to stem addiction without withdrawal changed that patient's life.
Nothing works like this. Nothing. I mean, it took me, a runaway drug addict, and within a matter of 24 hours, I was normal. I kid you not.
At the Ibogaine Association's Tijuana clinic, Lisa will be given Ibogaine.
My biggest hope is that I get off methadone.
And tomorrow at this time, you will hear what she experienced and learn why America's pharmaceutical companies want no part of this seemingly miraculous addiction treatment. Michael Linder, KNX 1070.